Down to business on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland. Because your financial well-being is our priority, our dedicated business teams are here to help.
Now, have you ventured out back to your local shopping centre yet? Well, by all accounts, business is brisk. I'm delighted to be joined by Don Nugent. He's the Centre Director at Dundrum Town Centre. Good morning to you, Don.
Good morning, Bobby.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you very much. And you?
I'm great. And firstly, I'm hearing that dwell time is down, but average spend is up. That's probably not surprising. Tell me more.
Yeah, well, we never went into full closure because we've been in partial opening with the essential retail. But on the 15th of June, a lot of our tenants started to reopen, which was good news, and brought life back to Dundrum. So the trend so far has been that we've seen gradual growth in footfall. The initial trends were probably sitting around 50% of last year's numbers, but we're now closer to about 80% of last year's numbers. So we're getting week-on-week growth in footfall terms. People tend to stay for a shorter period, but they are generally on a mission. They're not coming to browse. So the average spend, the feedback we're getting from our tenants, that the average spend has increased and the conversion rate has consistently increased. So we're actually pleasantly surprised at the levels of turnover that our tenants are experiencing, in some cases beating last year's sales. It's early days. We'll see how it's going. There have been a couple of things that have helped along the way. Obviously, the stores reopening is the first one, but then the easing of the restrictions on travel distance has made a big difference because people can travel from a wider distance.
Right.
So they brought more of the demographic back to us. And then, of course, the restaurants opening from the 29th has also brought another customer back to us. And so they're running now for about 2 weeks, and the early indications there are also positive.
And how are you doing in terms of the restaurants, Don? What percentage of them are actually reopened?
So far, we have about 90% of our restaurants open. We've got about 85% of our overall tenant base open at this stage, but most of the restaurants have opened, not all at the same time. It's been a gradual phasing over the last 2 weeks. The majority now are up and running. Our food hall will start to phase. They're opening from the 27th, but the restaurants, the first ones to open included Jamie Oliver's and Wagamama and the Counter of Mad Egg, because they were trading through the period on a takeaway and delivery
basis.
Right. So at least their kitchen's stoked up and they were still operating.
And that's important for you, isn't it, that you have, because the visitor experience is all about the totality of the shopping centre, isn't it? That it's what about Harvey Nichols? When will they open?
Harvey Nichols haven't given us a date yet, so we're just waiting. We expect it'll be sometime in August. They're opening their stores gradually. They have opened Knightsbridge. They've opened in the Victoria Centre in Leeds. And Dundrum, Birmingham, Bristol will follow quite soon, but we haven't got a specific date from them. I think going back to your point, you know, Dundrum Town Centre has always been about the mix of retail and food and beverage and leisure, and having that mix open now has made quite a difference to the experience.
Yeah.
I think it's fair to say that there's still an air of caution in the air. People are being careful, which is good. We're working with them to make sure that we do our bit to safeguard them. But at least the early indication that people are quite happy to come into the restaurants to experience the PMAX bar that opened a couple of days ago has been very good. The feedback we're getting from the restaurants is that, you touched on it earlier on, is that the 1 hour 45 is fine, but people aren't staying for the second drink, or they're skipping desserts in many occasions. But what's interesting is that people are leaving without being prompted. They're looking at the watch. They know they have to go.
Yeah.
There's no resistance. So people are working the system and following the guidelines very carefully.
You've got a website. I think it's called Crowd Checker. Is that helpful, where people can see how busy the centre is before they embark on a visit?
Well, the Crowd Check hasn't been put onto the website yet, Bobby. It's earmarked for early August.
Okay.
Couple of the Hammerson centres in the UK, but it's not on the Dundrum website yet.
And tell me more about it.
Sorry, Bobby.
Tell me more about it, Don.
What we have is we've done the calculations on the number of people that we can have safely in the centre at any one time. So we have quite a sophisticated footfall counting system in the building. So the way that works, and I can look at it on my phone, for example, is that we can look at the number of people that are in the building at any one time, which is based on the number of people in, the number of people out. And we have a maximum number. So we've set our devices at a 75% trigger. If it gets to 75% of that maximum capacity, we'll start putting measures in place if we need to, in terms of queuing people outside the building, letting some people out, and maximize the number of cars into the centre. We haven't had to do that yet, but we do have a plan if it becomes necessary.
A texter here is asking me, Don, about the cinema. When does that reopen, or is it open?
Cinema's open, yes.
Great.
It opened on the 9th, yeah.
And then if we talk about the sort of retail experience, Don, like, do you have any concerns that, you know, with all the PPE, with all the queuing and with all the, I suppose, formality now that's required around retail, that people will just get a bit tired of the process, the complications around it, that it could be detrimental to the retail experience?
Well, I think on the one hand there is that risk, but we've certainly found that the reopening, the mindset that we were all in at the reopening period was very different to the mindset we were in at the closing back in March. And during that period, we all became used to going down to our local Londis and having to queue. It's just become an expectation that we're all conditioned now at this stage. I don't think people like it. We don't feel comfortable, but it's become something that people have become used to. I think what we've tried to do in Dundrum, while we have a lot of safety measures in place and we have social distancing measures in place and people in place to remind all of us to keep a distance, to keep to the left on the one-way system, we try to keep it as normal as possible so that the experience isn't intimidating. It's difficult to get that balance, and we are, of course, like any venue, we are depending on people behaving as well, because we all have our own responsibilities that we need to bear in mind. But I think the feedback we've got from customers is that they're glad we have the measures in place. They're glad we have the people in place, to, especially at peak times, to marshal customers. But trying to keep it normal, trying to have all the services going and business as usual as best we can is the objective. But obviously our priority has to be the safety of our staff and customers, and that will always be the case. So we follow the guidelines to the letter, but try to keep it normal. So we still have our outdoor catering facilities. We still have the green areas where the builders are back and almost finished the Pembroke development. So that will be coming on stream from September onwards. So there is a lot of work going on in the background, which is continuing, and our projects are coming back on track, which is encouraging.
That's good news. Finally, Don, can I ask you about, you know, the individual retailers? They're suffering increased costs. They've got decreased capacity. So I suppose trading is one thing, but trading profitably is another. And would you have any concerns that with the increased costs that they're now facing, and I assume that there isn't a decrease in things like rent, that it'll be difficult for retailers at the centre to trade profitably into the future?
Well, ultimately, we have a priority to make sure that we maximise the number of tenants in the centre. So it's not in our interest to see centres leaving, to see retailers leaving. A couple of brands have closed, but nothing to do with Dundrum specifically. Brands like Monsoon and Oasis, as you know, have exited the Irish market, which is unfortunate. Bose have closed their stores internationally, but we already have a replacement in the Bose unit. There are discussions taking place with each individual tenant by the leasing team, trying to just make this work. You know, 72% of the first half rents have been collected, and others are in negotiations. Some are just slower coming through, but That is a process that has to take place. But at the same time, it's in our interest to make sure that we safeguard our tenants and work with them to try and find a solution through this. Because I know everybody uses the term in it together, but very much so. It's not in our interest to have shutters down or lights off.
Well, look, we wish you well. We're glad you're reopened, and I'm glad that you're working your way through the challenges that are there. Don Nugent, the Centre Director from Dundrum Town Centre, thanks very much for joining me.
Thank you, Bobby.